Now, with that kind of a background, let's look at this rebellion that is taking place. And David now is leaving Jerusalem. And as he went out into the country, we find that he wept. And there's an incident that takes place I'd like to call your attention to here. Let me drop down to verse 19. Then said the king to Ittai the Gittite, "Wherefore goest thou also with us? Return to thy place and abide with the king, for thou art a stranger and also an exile. Whereas thou camest but yesterday, should I this day make thee go up and down with us, seeing I go whither I may, return thou and take back thy brethren. Mercy and truth be with thee." You see, this man that had come into the city, he told him not to follow him. And Ittai answered the king and said, "As the Lord liveth, and as my lord the king liveth, surely in what place my lord the king shall be, whether in death or life, even there also will thy servant be." And David said to Ittai, "Go and pass over." And Ittai the Gittite passed over, and all his men and all the little ones that were with him. David had many loyal followers, you see, many that were willing to lay down their life for him. And all the country wept with a loud voice, and all the people passed over. The king also himself passed over the brook Kidron, and all the people passed over toward the way of the wilderness. And lo, Zadok also and all the Levites were with him, bearing the ark of the covenant of God. And they set down the ark of God, and Abiathar went up unto all the people had done passing out of the city. And the king said unto Zadok, "Carry back the ark of God unto the city. If I shall find favor in the eyes of the Lord, he'll bring me again and show me both it." You see, David recognized what was happening to him was a judgment of God. And he sends the ark back now. And we're told that when David went out, he went out weeping over the Mount of Olives. And verse 31, "And one told David, saying, Ahithophel is among the conspirators with Absalom. And David said, O Lord, I pray thee, turn the counsel of Ahithophel into foolishness." And God did just that. But you notice he asked for no judgment upon Absalom. Verse 32, "It came to pass that when David was come to the top of the mount where he worshiped God, behold, Hushai, the Archite, came to meet him with his coat rent and earth upon his head, unto whom David said, If thou passest on with me, then thou shalt be a burden unto me. But if thou return to the city, say unto Absalom, I'll be thy servant, O king. As I have been thy father's servant hitherto, so will I now also be thy servant. Then mayest thou for me defeat the counsel of Ahithophel." We find verse 37, "So Hushai, David's friend, came into the city, and Absalom came into Jerusalem."